Okay, Dallas Tevez, December 19th, 10th Perek, page Memches. And I think it's somewhat obvious that the Sefer is following the order of entering Yeshiva and Elul, and the Yom Noroim, and then Yom Tov, and then leaving Yeshiva for the break, as you'll see. Im Nirtza Ladas, page Memches. If we want to know Simcha Shel Torah Mahi, what is true joy of Torah? Hava Nishalas Rabbeinu Yehuda Halevi Zal. Let's ask the great Rabbeinu Yehuda Halevi, who's a great Rishon, particularly left us with a legacy of Hashkofa and Amuna and Piyutim. Mimenu Nilmat Ketzad L'smach B'mei HaChag. From him we'll learn how to rejoice on the days of Chag. So here's a quote from the Kuzri. Klalo Shel Davar. The general rule is Ki Torah Seinu Nechlekes Bein Hayira V'Ava V'Asimcha. Our Torah is divided up among these different feelings or experiences: fear of Hashem, love of Hashem, joy. Tiskarev El Elokecha B'Chol Achas Me'Ela. You should draw near to your God with each of these. And this is an appropriate line, given that it's the day after Tainus. Ve'ein kniyascha b'mei ha'tainis yoser krova elokim misimchas b'mei ha'shabosas v'ma'adam. Your humility or your submission on the days of Atainis is not closer to Hashem than your joy on the days of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kishatiya simchascha b'kavan of alev shalom. If your simcha will be with focus and a whole heart. It's all part of avoda. I mean, only serve Hashem with Yira and not with Simcha, so I'm missing part of it. Ukemosha tachanunim, tzrichim machshava v'kavona, just like supplications, davening requires thought and focus. Kain has Simcha v'mitzvaso, so the joy in Hashem's mitzvah, v'soroso and his Torah, tzrichim machshava v'kavona, require thought and kavona. Shetismach v'mitzvah atzma me'avoscha ha'mitzavaba. That you should rejoice in the mitzvah itself because of your love of the one who commanded it. V'sakir, and you should recognize ma'ashehetiv l'chaba, the goodness that he's done for you by way of it. The Rambam says that a birchas mitzvah is like a birchas hanenin. It's like the same thing. An apple gives me a certain benefit, tzitzis give me a benefit. You make a bracha on both. So it's like a thanks for a spiritual gift. As if you come as his guest, karu el shulchano v'tuvo, you're invited to his table and his benevolence. V'todal zeh b'matzvun v'agoloi, and you should give thanks for this, like in your inside, in your consciousness, and openly. V'mtavar b'cha asimcha el hanigan v'harikud, and if the joy brings you to singing and dancing, hi avoda udveka b'inyan ha'eloki, that's real service and clinging in a godly way. I think he's talking about it starts on the inside and it brings out those kind of feelings. That's real service of Hashem. That's the Kuzri, Rabbi Levi. L'havin dvarim eila b'chol omek mashmu'usam, to understand these words with the full depth of their implication. Zehu tochana shesimchas ha'mo'adim. That's the essence, that's the content of the joy of mo'adim. Svasayim Yishak Rabbeinu Yehuda Levi Zal Ba'ad Dvar Nilhavim Eneskov Meila. Svasayim Yishak is a phrase from Mishlei. I think we'll have to actually come to it soon in the Mishlei Shir. But that means like lips would kiss. What beautiful words for such words that are have his love. They're so electrifying and lofty. Hayira Bifnei Pachar Hadar Ga'on Elokeinu. The awe before the fright of the glory of our mighty Hashem. Avas Tzelem Elokim al Avu Shebashamayim. And a different midah being the love of a Tzelem Elokim loving his Father in heaven. Simchas HaMitzvah B'Mitzvahs Malcho. Malcho, the joy of mitzvah in the performing the command of his king. So he just said Yira, Ava, and Simcha. Zoi Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the whole Torah. In Simcha, closeness comes to open expression. The certainty of the heart and its emuna is revealed through Simcha. He's rejoicing. He's dancing. Hanigun v'harikud, singing and dancing. Avodahem, they're a service. Bechinos shel dveikus b'elokei Yisrael, and like tests of clinging to Hashem. Kama rochok musak zeshel simcha. How far this conception of simcha is? Rikud v'nigun mehabiloi haposhut v'hareik asher mechanim oso hayom b'shem simcha. From like the waste of simple waste of time and emptiness that people today dub simcha. But he's criticizing a person just dancing, but it's empty. It's not based on feeling. V'kama aleinu lizar, and how much we have to be careful about in the toughest bari kunas those be mea simcha, not to be chaps by this emptiness in days of simcha. V'simchas Torah, v'shvuas, v'zmane ha-simcha, v'mkomas ha-Torah. Particularly, he identifies simchas Torah and shvuas, which are times when we, particularly in places of learning, those are the times of simchas ha-Torah. Lu zachinu, if we were zoche, emuna v'chizuk, hayinu shoav emirikudei b'nei yeshiva, we would draw faith and strength from the dancing of B'nai Yeshiva. Hargasha chazaka shel kirvas Hashem, a strong feeling of closeness to Hashem, misoreres toch shiru machol, would be roused from song and dancing in circles. She'ifa l'ruchnias, a yearning for spirituality, l'taharas halev, and purity of the heart, haisa notzeres, ba'os hasho, would be created in that time. He haisa omedes lana b'avodasena z'man m'mushach, and would last with us for a long time, because those hitzuras simcha b'makom Torah. That's what a simcha is in a place of Torah. Ma noalu hanaarim hamachakem l'simcha ki ilu huzman shel purkan ubidori. How like hopeless are youth who wait for simcha as if it's a time of like freedom and entertainment. Purkan is a part of your throat, purik ol, like you just say. I don't have to learn today. And bidor, it's something fun. Eish zara shal romantika chafshis v'artilois reka, a foreign fire, like a foreign service of, I'm not sure exactly what he means, but like free romanticism and artilois, really nakedness, empty nakedness, he machnisim lehechel Hashem. They're bringing into the holy chamber. Tzlile harekonis he machlifim besimcha shal emes v'hadras kodesh. Like sounds, echoes of emptiness, they switch, they exchange for true simcha and hadras kodesh. El simcha yesh l'skonein b'diyu kemo al avoda gedola. For simcha, one has to prepare like for a great avoda. V'hi t'una kavanu machshava b'diyu kemo tefila v'tzom. It's a strong statement, and it requires kavana and machshava exactly like tefila or a fast day. That presupposes that our fast days also have machshava, which I should think of. Simchas Hamoed requires focus. And the next section is what to do when you're off, away from the yeshiva, and we'll come to that tomorrow. It's a shame.